Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, everybody, emergency episode of First in Foxborough. I'm Kyrie Thompson. Make sure that you download, subscribe, listen, stream this on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Was going to talk about some Shrine Bowl, some Senior Bowl, draft stuff, but now for the only story that matters in Patriots Nation and in the NFL more broadly, that is that Tom Brady has retired for a second time at age 45. Announced it on his Instagram in a video that he posted himself, just saying he wanted to come in, hit record, no emotional message this time because he already used it up last year, and got right to it and said that he was retiring for good. And once again, thanked everybody that was involved in his career and said on his way out that he wouldn't change a thing. And then that was it. He was done. Tom Brady, again, we've got to wait for the paperwork and all that to get filed and what have you, but it certainly seems like it could be real this time. I personally do believe it. I didn't really believe it last time. I absolutely thought that there was a chance he was just going to come back, play for the Buccaneers, or maybe play someplace else, because you just felt like after what he did last year, where they lose in the divisional round, but Tom Brady was awesome, at least in the comeback part of the game, that he leads that comeback, and you're just like, man, he's still got it. He can absolutely still play. You got the feeling that was going to be hard for him to walk away from. This time is different, though, because it's not just the on-the-field portion of his life that he's thinking about. It's the off-the-field portion. Yeah, he can play. He could go until the wheels fall off entirely. He doesn't suck. He always said, I'll play till I suck. He doesn't suck now. But I think the toll of this past season, both what it cost him from a personal perspective, losing his marriage, and what it continues to cost him in terms of being a father, and then the mental grind of preparing every single week to go out and be the best in the game and compete for a Super Bowl, while then trying to balance these untangling threads of your personal life going around you. I just feel like the cost is the returns are diminishing now. At this point, you're not getting out of it what you put into it, and you don't want to put in as much anymore because you've been putting everything into it for 23 years, your whole life, basically. More than half your life. And I think that the way that he sounded, and again, this could change in a couple of months, right? When you get a call from a team, it's like, hey, man, we'd love to have you here. Quarterback just got injured. We've got a good team, though. Maybe you could take him to the Super Bowl, San Francisco 49ers, or another squad. Could happen. You never know. I'm sure he's going to feel that pull in a couple of months to get back in the grind. But, I mean, the way that he sounded, and really just saying straight up, He didn't say I'm, you know, transitioning into other things, or you know, I'm thinking about stepping away from the game of football. I mean, those things are. He said I'm retiring for good, and I think that in a lot of ways he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, playing till he was 45. I mean, good Lord knows he's done everything that you can do on a football field. But it brings me back to when I was 8 years old watching Michael Jordan retire for the second time and then unretire a couple of years down the road and hop back on the basketball court. And I remember thinking to myself in that moment that it was awesome to see more Michael Jordan, because I grew up with the second three-peat. So I was firmly involved. Like my sports watching was already forming when he was winning the second of that three-peat in Chicago, meaning Michael Jordan. So I remember those. I remember staying up late to watch him win those championships, watch the Bulls win. And then he retires, and it's like, dang. Like, he's my favorite player. Like, I want to see more. And then he comes back a couple years down the road. And I remember my dad and other, you know, adults not really being that interested in him coming back, because they had already seen this. They had already seen him retire and unretire and come back and be awesome. And then they're just like, dude, you're like almost 40 years old. You're older than us. How about you just relax? And I think that it was this idea that you still got something to give. You still got something to give the game. And walking away from the game when you've still got something to give, and you could still play at the highest level, you could still prove something, prove things that no one else has proved, that I can do this at a high level at 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, and 45 years old if you're Tom Brady. I think there's something to that. That you believe that you can still do it, and you'll love it, even when it beats your body up and it costs all this mental energy. You love the game. You'll love it. It's your real wife. It's your real relationship. And it's hard to give that up. But I think that for both of them, Jordan and Brady, it's not quite apples to apples. It's a little bit different. But I do think that there is an element of jumping back into it and realizing that, yeah, you can still play. You can still do it at a high level. But it's getting harder and harder to do it the way you want. And you're giving up more to do it this late in your career. You're giving up more time to keep your body prepared. You're giving up more time with your family, with your kids who are growing up, who are forging lives and careers of their own. And you're missing that. You're not there for it. And Brady talked about this last year. This idea that, like, yeah, I'm starting to miss these things that I feel like I should be there for. It's getting harder and harder to stay away. And maybe some of that was because he felt like he should say that, because his marriage was, you know, maybe in trouble. And Giselle was trying to get him out of the game for a long time, and he wouldn't do it. Maybe he felt like he had to say those things. But I also feel that it was real to an extent. And he realized this past year how much it cost, finally, to continue pushing that off and continue giving everything to the game. And that in the end, was it worth it to go 8-9 and get blown out in the first round of the playoffs by the Dallas Cowboys, to realize that you were never close to competing for a Super Bowl? And then if you're not going to try to compete for a Super Bowl in Tampa, you're going to try and go someplace else to do it, put yourself through that for another year at age 46. It's going to get even tougher to keep your body in order to do this. When everything is telling you that you've done enough, your body is telling you that, oh yeah, I could do it, but do I want to do this? Do I need to do this? And your mind is telling you, yeah, I want to do this because I love the game and I think I can still keep playing, but man, I said I was going to play till 45 and I did that. I've won 7 Super Bowls. I've set most records there are ever to be set, and some of them I don't know if anybody else will come close to setting them, to breaking them.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And my kids are like in high school now. I'm missing their games. I'm missing their recitals. I'm missing their stuff. I don't need to do this anymore. I got all the money I could ever want. They're set. They don't need me to do this. At this point, I'm just doing it for me. And there comes a point where you think about it. Is that worth it? And I would argue, and I mean, I haven't asked him, and I don't know if he'll ever say this, but I feel like him retiring now, when it was clear that teams were probably still going to want him and still seek him out, and we're over here talking about, oh yeah, where's he going to play next? I never believed it. I felt like when he said he was going to play till 45, he strikes me as the kind of guy who says, if I'm going to do something, if I say I'm going to do something, I want to do it. And then once I've done it, I don't have anything. I don't have to do more. Or rather, I could do more. But again, in his case, he's done everything he can and needs to do, man. And now it's time to go start a new chapter of your life. And he's got the Fox booth waiting for him. and all that. And now I don't know. It's time to move on to something else. It happens to everybody, and he sounds like a guy who might finally be ready to do it. I don't know that I believed it last year, but I think I do believe it now. And hey, like I said, got the Fox booth. I think that he'll be fine. I think he will be fine. Maybe get a chance to see some of that personality, some of that charm that, you know, everybody says that he's got. He got a little bit of it when he steps out of that robotic, generic answer sort of filter. But at the very least, he can't be worse than Tony Romo, because Tony Romo is not good. He's out there tricking y'all into thinking that he was good a couple of years ago when he started out. I feel like Brady will at the very least not be stumbling all over himself and feel like a caricature of what an announcer is. So, hey, I'm looking forward to at least seeing how he does there. That's all I got for this one. I'm Kyrie Thompson. This has been First in Foxborough. Till next time.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's
on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.